This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Eisenhower Tunnel traffic through the Central Mountains was shut down for a few hours yesterday after police received a report of a possible explosive device in a car. Authorities blocked traffic in both directions on I-70 between the tunnel and Silverthorne. Police stopped a driver of a Kia SUV after it matched the description of the car reported in a 911 call. But everything was okay. I-70 was reopened at about 5:15. A new study shows that when Colorado women had access to free and low-cost birth control through a state program, the percentage of high school dropouts decreased by 14%. CU Boulder's Amanda Stevenson is an author of the study.
It is probably helping some of them avoid pregnancy before they want pregnancy. And it's probably also helping others of them invest in their educations because they have a greater sense of autonomy over their reproductive futures.
The study shows that increased access to birth control also lowered abortion rates. Governor Polis vetoed a bill Friday that would allow someone to run for lieutenant governor and another elected office at the same time. If the person won both races, the bill would require that the candidate take the lieutenant governor job. But in his veto letter, Polis said allowing the same person to run for multiple offices at once would, quote, further the ambitions of professional politicians. Well, it's going to be cooler and wet today across Denver. Highs only in the 40s. Rain possible. You're listening to CPR.